Today we're going to be talking about a sheep. Or a shepherd and sheep, sorry. But first I wonder, do any of you guys have any toys that if you lose them, you've got to find it or you're going to be more upset? Nathan's raising his hand and giggling because he knows I'm actually going to tell a story about him. He went to Daiso and bought a bag of marbles. And there are 48 marbles. But 48 marbles in this bag. And one day he was playing with them, and he's certainly upset because he has lost two, I think it was. Yeah, we can't remember, but it was only one or two marbles that he had lost. And he's coming to me, he's like, Dad, we gotta find these marbles! And I'm going, but you have 46 other ones! So it's really okay. But it wasn't okay. He had to find the marbles that were lost. And Jesus actually tells a story about a shepherd who acts like this. The shepherd has, actually, does anybody want to guess how many sheep do you think the shepherd had?
You up there?
Yes. She cheated. How many, Nikki? He had 100 sheep. That's a lot of sheep. And sheep aren't known for being very smart. And sheep can't defend themselves against bears or lions. So being a shepherd, I'm pretty certain, wasn't that he just sat there all day long and let the sheep eat the food, eat the grass. But he had to watch out for other animals that were wanting to come and eat his sheep. He'd have to watch out for that sheep that just keeps wandering off and going and bringing it back. And then I'm sure at the end of the day, he tried counting the sheep to make sure he had them all because he does know he's missing just one. Now, I doubt any of you have ever tried counting 100 sheep, but try counting 100 kids that are running around on the playground. Right? You'd be like, 1, 2, 3, oh, I got to start all over again. Hold on, wait. Okay. All of you stay right there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, I got to start again. But he did count, and he realized he was missing one sheep. And we'll read verse 12 to see what he does about that one sheep. So this is Matthew 18, verse 12. If you read English, please read with me. What do you think? If a man owns 100 sheep and one of them wanders away, will he not leave the 99 on the hills and go to look for the one that wandered off? So like Nathan and his marbles, the shepherd wasn't satisfied. Well, I still have 99, so I'm okay. He had to go and find that one sheep. And what this story is telling us, because it's Jesus telling the story about how God and how God sees us. This is what God does with us. He goes and looks for us and keeps putting people in our way to say, hey, God wants you. God is looking for you. God loves you. So even though in this picture, in this story, God is that shepherd, we actually get to be a part of that, drawing people into this baptism. There are people around us every day who, because they are not following God, they are lost and they're hurting and they need to see as well. And many of those people will not believe in God's love for them unless they see His love for them through the cross. They may be rejected, they may be picked on, they may even be beaten up just because someone says they look different. We need to act differently, though, and show them the love of God. Because God wants to use us to bring them up. So like the shepherd in the story, we should be out looking for those people who are kind of rejected and feeling lost. So even today, as we're in the park, let's look for those that we can show God's love. And when you go back to school, look for those that you need to see the love of God. And let's all work together, drawing them, asking them, come back
together.
Because as we just sang, He is a great God, and He loves us all. So can we do that? Can you guys look for those who need to see the love of God in us? Let's pray and ask what we're going to pray that God will use us. Lord, we thank You that You, like the shepherd, are constantly looking out for us and watching over us. Thank You that despite having millions of people with You already in heaven, You keep searching for more. Thank You that Your word says You are not willing that anyone should perish without knowing who You are. So Lord, I ask that You would use all of us in this room, especially the kids, Lord, today, that You would use them to show Your love to us. Help us to see people like You see them. And give us the boldness and strength to show them the love of God. We love You, Lord, and we thank You for all You have for us.
Mark and Megumi and Kid and Nathan for their marble story. Are you guys doing okay? Are you? It's rather warm, no? If the sun is bothering you, feel free to. Feel free to close the curtains or however you feel most comfortable.
Okay.
So, yeah. How are you guys doing?
Thank you.
Maybe, Yurika, can I ask you, もうちょっと、Kathy is going to be called. じゃあ、こっちの方のドア、ちょっと開けていただけないでしょうか。ちょっと空気替えしましょう。We need a little fresh air in here, feeling. Yeah, let's have some fresh air and let's have a word of prayer. How's that?
Yeah, and prayer.
一言お祈りします。Father,
天のお父様、
You are King.
あなたは王であります。
You are King of our hearts.
私たちの心を治めてくださいますから。
And you are King of this place.
この場もあなたが主であります。
Lord, we want to honor you.
あなたに栄光を期しますから。
We want to set our eyes on you.
どうかあなたがに目を注がして
ください。Our hearts on you.
私たちのあなたの心に目を注ぎます。
Passions on you.
あなたを願います。
So Father, I pray that your Holy Spirit would work here this morning.
聖霊様、あなたがこの場を治め導いてください。
We lift up this entire time in your hands.
この時をすべてあなたの御手の中に委ねます。
And I pray in the name of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
主救い主イエスキリストの名において祈ります。
Amen.
Amen.
So today we are actually going to start something new. A lot of new stuff happening, right? And this actually is starting new today, but it's going to go on for quite a long time. And from today we are going to start to share.Messages from the Book of Acts.
使徒言行録、使徒行伝から私たちはこれから御言葉を取り継いでいきたいと思っています。
And we're going to read through together the entire Book of Acts.
できればですね、どれがかかるかわからないですけど、使徒言行録全部カバーできたらと思ってるんですね。
So, since it's a continuous story and book.
これは継続した一つの書簡ですので、物語ですので。
That means it's going to be really difficult for you if you're not here on a Sunday.
ですから日曜日抜かしちゃうと何か継続ができないかもしれませんけれども。
So, I invite you. You know, God doesn't force us, and we certainly can't force each other.
強制ではないんですけれども。
But, I invite you to, if you're not here on a Sunday, even one Sunday, to please listen online.
今オンラインで聞けるように大体なってますから聞いてくだされば感謝です。
Because it's important that we're all moving in the same direction and we're all moving in that direction together.
皆が同じ方向で共に進んでいくことが大切ですから、それができればと思います。
Because if we're all scattered all over the place,
みんなバスでバラバラになっているときに、
really, God is not doing as much as we can expect him to do.
本当に十分にできない場合がありますから、本当に心を一つして学んでいけたらと思っています。
We're supposed to be a body.
私たちは一つのキリストの体ということですから、
a body is joined together.
それはそれぞれがつながり合っているということですから、
it's not a bunch of dry, disgusting, dead bones scattered, lifeless.All over a field.
命のない骨がそこら中に散らばってるわけではないので。
So, I hope.
ですから、インターネットもうまくいくといいんですけれども、皆さんとともにこれがまとまって、
as many of you is hear the voice of the Lord, will join hands together.
ともに神様の声を聞いて手をつないで進んでいけるかと思ってます。
Because honestly, Mas and I can't do much.
私たちだけではできないことですから、本当に皆さんともに、進んでいけたらと思っています。
So, Acts.
使徒行伝って
How many of you guys have read the book of Acts?
どうなんですか。読んだことある人、使徒行伝。
Okay.
いっぱい多くの方読んだことありますね。
That's good.
じゃあ皆さん頭に入って ほしいませんね。
I want to ask a couple of questions to start with. Whose acts are we talking about?
このどんな人の働きを書いてるんですか？誰の働きでしょうか？
Often it's called the Acts of the Apostles. How many of you have heard of it called in that way? The Acts of the Apostles?
Yes. 日本も使徒言行録って言いますからね。使徒の働きって言いますけど。
Well, I think that is a bit of a mistake. It wasn't originally called that.
これはちょっと間違っていて、もともとはそのようには呼ばれてなかったんです。
So I want to ask you to start to call it the Acts of God by the Holy Spirit.
神様の働き、聖霊を通す神様の働きっていうふうに考えたんですね。
Megumi, could you turn to the next slide? No. Okay, turn back. Sometimes things disappear in the air. I don't know what happens, but anyway, praise the Lord. The focus of the book of Acts is on Jesus Christ.
中心はイエス・キリストですね。
And the book of Acts is about what God did by the Holy Spirit through people.
人々を通して何をされたかということですね。
Through people in history.
今後実際に生きた歴史上の人物を通して神様は何をなさったかということを記録されています。
Ordinary people just like me and you.
私たち本当に普通の人を神様は用いてくださいました。
And actually, there is different parts of this story.
でもよく読んでみると、いろんな別々の物語が折り重なっていて。
Who knows?Where the story started. It's
この物語の最初はどんなところがあります。
Very clearly, two written parts, and who knows what the first part is?
最初の部分は一体誰に書かれているか。
Like anybody see Star Wars?
Star Wars 見たことあります
よね。Did anyone see the movie Star Wars? Nobody. Wow, where's Olivia when you need him? Okay, one person has seen Star Wars. We've got three people. Okay.So, what's the first Star Wars?
Star Wars の最初って覚えてます？どれが最初なのよ？
I have no idea.
The whole thing just confuses me. Star Wars って言うと僕は頭がこんな感じですけど。
Anyone figured it all out? You can catch me up during lunch. I just have no idea.
いいだね。今の？分かんなかったし、私も分かんないんで後で話しましょうね。
Anyway.The book of Acts is the second part of a written series.
実はですね、この使徒言行録ってのは、第一部、二部とあった第二部なんです。
The first part is the Gospel of Luke.
ルカによる福音書は第一部で、二部がこの使徒言行録なんですね。
Now, it's really, really clear. It's written like that. So it's not like, oh, is it true or not?
で、これはね、本当かどうかというよりも、
written down, we sure. Not like,
6というのははっきりとその順番で書かれていることを私たち知ることができます。
And in the book of Luke,
ルカによる福音書の中には、
It was the focus was what God did by the Holy Spirit through Jesus.
神様がイエス様を通して聖霊によって何をされたが、ルカによる福音書のテーマですね。
So then we have Acts, what God did through the Holy Spirit through
聖霊によって人々を通してできたのがこの使徒言
行録なんです
ね。最初のクリスチャンたち、それが使徒言行録に書かれてるんですね。
And it's written in a way that invites us to be the next part.
私たちがその第三部になるようなそういう気持ちでこの物語は書かれているんです。
Not a written part.
それがまあ書かれているということは。
At least not written in the Word of God.
まだ実際になってませんけども。
Right, so 聖書には書いてない。
まだ私たちのこれからの働きは聖書は書いてませんけども、第三部があることを期待して書かれているんですね。
We're invited to be the continuation.
私たちはこの使徒言行録の次の章に私たちがいるということを自覚して読む必要があります。
So we are the next.
ですから私たちが第2部、まあ、第3部だということを
Can you say to the person next to you, you are the next part?
あなたが次の章ですよ。
あなたが次の章ですか？はい。
You are the next part of what God
神様が
desires to do through the Holy Spirit.
私たちを通して何がそれか私たち自身がこれから記録されていくべきなんですね。
But how?
でもどのように私たちは用いられるんでしょうか。
How can we join in what God is doing through the Holy Spirit?
聖霊様を通して神様がなされることにどうしたら私たちも参加することができるんでしょうか。
And the book of Acts teaches us how.
そのどういうふうにかということをこの使徒言行録は私たちに教えています。
It teaches us how we can. It teaches us what to do.
実際に私たちは何をすべきか。
And very importantly, it also teaches us what not to do.
何をしてはいけないかも書かれているんですね。
So, part of the teaching all through the book.
ですからこの本をこの物語全部を通して私たち見えることは、
is that we have to get rid of some old stuff.
私たちの古いものを脱ぎ捨てなくてはいけないってことを覚えなくてはいけません。
And you're going to switch the turn the thing, and it's not the PowerPoint that I made. Can you try again?
Yeah, that's all you said.
Okay. Can you switch my computer onto the change computers?
It's not gonna work.
Isn't life interesting? How many of you guys have old stuff in your house?Only me and Julie. Okay, Mas, Simon. Okay, the rest of you, no old stuff. No house. Any old stuff?
Only old stuff.
Okay. We need to get rid of some of that old stuff. その古いものを捨てなければならない. Okay? Now, how many of you have ever noticed that it's easy to get to see that other people's old stuff needs to be thrown away. 違う人の古いものだったら、いや、やっぱりそれ捨てなければならない。それは見えやすいですね。それ、その経験がある人。Okay, I mean, if it's your husband's stuff, it's obvious that it needs to be thrown away. 夫のものだったら、それ捨てなければならないことは当然です。Yes, ladies? Ladies? Okay, and men, I'm sure you have no idea why we need so many clothes. Okay? 男性だったら、いや、一体どうして女性はそんなに靴、そんなに洋服はいるか、わかんないでしょうね。Any men? 男性はどうですか? How about the men? Do you ever experience stuff like that? Okay.All right, so we're together on this, okay? So part of the problem is that when it's things, it's bad enough. 一つの問題は、物だったら、まあ、痛いですけれども、なんとかなる。Somehow we can manage, right? I mean, we all know, like when there's lots of rips and it's just dirty, we should throw it away. 汚くて破っているものだったら、やはり好きなものでも捨てなければならない。We know we have to throw it out, right?
Okay.
Is it gonna come on? Later. Later. Okay. Yeah. We're good. We're okay. God knows. We have a bigger problem.
私は大きな問題を持っていて。
もっと大きな問題。When it's our values that need to be thrown away.
私たちがその自分の大切なもの、もしくは価値がなくなるということは。
When it's the thing that we think is the most important in our entire lives.
自分の人生で一番大切なものを思っていたこと
は。When we're told we need to change that.
それを変えなくちゃいけないと言われたときに。
Then it's really...Really hard.
本当にそれは厳しいことですね。本当にちょっと大切にしてましたから。
Think about what's the most important thing to you.
自分で今一番大切だと思っていることはどんなことがありますか?
Is it your reputation?
あなたの 評判、みんなからどう思われてるかということ。
Is it doing something significant?
何か重要なことをしていること。
Is it being liked?
人に、ま、あ認められること。どういうことは自分がとても大切なので。
What is very, very important to you? It's your motivation. It's what keeps you going.
大切に何が自分の一番そこの動機付けになってるかっていうこと。
The Book of Acts
使徒言行録は
teaches us
私たちに
we may have to throw away what we value
自分たちが大切だと思うことをこう投げ出すことを要求するんですね。
What we believe inMost of all,
私たちはこれだ、これを信じているものっていうのを私たちこう委ねなくちゃいけないことを使徒言行録私たちに教えますね。
Often,
私たちはしばしば、
we believe leisurely lies.
簡単にこう普通の嘘みたいなのを信じますけれども、
we believe convenient and leisurely lies more than difficult and troublesome truths.
私たちは本当にこう真実の厳しいことを避けるためにまあ簡単に嘘にまみれてしまいますけれども。
And there were lots and lots of people in Acts who also lived like that.
このように生きた人たちも多くいます。
And when people live like that, they make bad decisions based on wrong beliefs.
もし人々がそのように生きるときに本当に自分のその動機性が間違っているわけですから、間違った方向に行ってそういう活動行動してしまいます。
Now once again, when you look at somebody else, you can see this is not going to go in. It's not going to end up in a good place.
まあそうしたらですね、本当に最終的にはいいところに行かないんですけれども。
It's easy to see that when you're seeing somebody else with wrong beliefs going in the wrong direction.
自分ではなくて他の人が間違った思いを持って行ってそれが悪いところに行くのは当たり前のように見えるんですけれども。
But when it's us,
でも自分自身のことを思うときには、
when it's me,
また私のことを思うときに、
it hurts to throw it away.
自分自身が本当に自分が大切なものをこう投げ出すってことは厳しいことですね。
And when we read Acts, if we read it truthfully,
私たちは、
we might have to do that.
体験するし、その本当に大切なものを私たちは分からなくちゃいけないんですね。
So, are you ready?
どうですか？だから厳しいですけど、これ聞く勇気ありますか？
Not yet.
はい。こうですか？ はい。
So, the words and acts of God.
神様の言葉と働きというところですね。
When we have wrong beliefs, it can have disastrous consequences.
私たちはですね、本当に間違ったことが考え始めると結果も間違った方に行きますね。
Disastrous consequences for our personal lives.
そして、自分自身の人生においても間違った結果
を持たれます。Disastrous consequences for our relationship.
またそのためにいろんな人間関係も本当に、良い。方向でなくなってしまいます。
Disastrous consequences for our careers.
また自分たちの生活も職も本当に脅かされ
てしまいます。Disastrous consequences for our interaction with the society we live in.
私たちが社会の関わりの中でも大きな障害を持つことになります。
And disastrous consequences for how we will influence that society.
また私たちがこの社会に及ぶ影響も良いものではなくなります。
But the book of Acts will give us hope.
でも使徒言行録はそんな私たちに一つの希望を与えてくれます。
Because the book of Acts teaches us that the purposes of God cannot and will not be stopped.
止まることも道を揃えることもない神様の働きは必ずなされるということを私たちに教えてくれます。
I'm going to say that one more time. What is the hope?That the book of Acts teaches us.
使徒言行録で学ぶ教えられる希望は何でしょうか。それは、
The purposes of God cannot and will not be stopped.
そのまま誰も止めることはできないし、成し遂げられるということです。
Ever
もう永遠にそうなんです
ね。No matter how stupid we are.
あと私たちが愚かであっても神様は本当に最後までそれを用いてください。
The purposes of God cannot and will not be stopped, no matter how stupid we are.
私たちがどんなに愚かでも止まることはないんです。
Amen.
Amen ですか?
Have you experienced that?
そのことを経験したことありますか?
Maybe it's just me. So the book of Acts gives us hope.
使徒行伝録は私たちに希望を与えてくださいます。
Now,There's one huge problem that comes up again and again in our lives.
私たちの人生で何度も繰り返される問題ないというのは、
and it also comes up again and again in the books of Acts.
そして同じことが使徒行伝録にもしょっちゅう出てきます。
What is that problem?
どんな問題がありますか?
It's when people are sure.
みんな確信を持ってるんですけども、でも、
one more time, when people.Are sure,
神様は
人間は
人間は
本当に確実を持っている
For what?
But they're wrong.
でも確信を持っていても本当にそれは間違った確信かもしれません、ね、
Okay? Sure? No doubt? Sure?
これは必ず起こると思ってもでも本当にどうでしょうか
But wrong.
でも間違ってるんですね
And to illustrate, to plant in your mind, sure but wrong, I'm going to show you a video of my granddaughter. Lighten things up a little bit. And before we start this video, just a little background. This was taken in December. Nozomi is her name, and she's one. And she's making something with...Lego. How many of you guys like? I guess it's called Duplo. Anybody played with Duplo when they were little or now? It's stress relieving. Go ahead. You should still play with Lego and Duplo. Anyway, she calls Duplo.
このディプロですね。彼女は
broccoli.
Broccoli って言うんですね。
A little confused.
ちょっと変ですね。なんでこれ broccoli です。
Probably she has mixed it up a little bit with the word.Block.
ブロックとブロッコリーを多分混乱してるんですね。
I mean, she's only one. She's got an amazing vocabulary.
ブロックとブロッカー。
So she calls these Duplo blocks broccoli.
ブロッコリーって言ってしまうんですね。
Now watch the whole thing, but I especially want you to catch her look.
でも彼女の目を見てほしいんです、ね。
When she looks at her brother.
で彼女のが。
Okay, catch her look.
どのような目で。
When she looks at her brother, her mother asks her, Nozomi, what did you make? Then she asks Tsunaga, brother, what did you make? And notice.
見ますか？って言った時に。
Her look.
どのように彼女は反応した。
When Tsunaga does not say.Broccoli.
お兄さんがブロッコリーって言わないのを見てどんな反応ですか?
Face is worth a thousand words.
これでどんなことが。
それ何?
ブロッコリー。
ブロッコリー作った。ブロッコリーね。すぐは?
す
ぐ。おー、いいね。
ブロッコリー。
ブロッコリーね。
ブロッコリー。
Sure, but wrong.
もう確信を持ってこれはブロッコリーだと思ってもでもそれは間違いですよね。ブロッコリーじゃありませんよね。
And in the book of Acts, there's a lot of conflict.
で、使徒行伝録にはいっぱいいろんな、まあ、混乱というか葛藤というかがあって。
摩擦。
摩擦があって。
人間の間の摩擦。When people are sure but wrong, there tends to be a lot of conflict.
自分がこれは確実だと思っても間違っているときにいろんなところで、まあ、摩擦障害がありますね。
So the book of Acts is going to teach us about how to go through conflict well.
そういう、まあ、葛藤や摩擦をどのようにこう、生き延びていくかということを私たちに教えてくれます。
And it's also going to teach us how not.
そしてまた同時にこのように言っちゃいけない、このようにその葛藤を抜けちゃいけないっていうようなことも教えてくれます。
often means that somebody has to be changed.
で、それは違う言葉で言えば誰かが変化しなくてはいけないって言うんです。
But when we allow God to change us,
でもどうでしょう、私たちは神様に自分を変えていただくことを許してますか
？To even we allow God to change us about the things that we're so sure about.
もう自分でこれ絶対確信だと思っていることを委ねて変えてもらうことできますか?
We will always,
私たちは
always,
いつも
find something much, much better.
何かもっとより良いものを見つけることはできるんですね、でも。
And that is the story of Acts.
ね、それがこの使徒行伝の物語でもあるんですね。
And so,We're hoping to read Acts together so we too can find something much better than where we are right now.
ですから、使徒行伝を読みながら、今自分がこれは確信だと思うことよりもっといいものを私たち使徒行伝から見つけることができます。
We have been blessed. It's good. We know the Lord.
私たちは死を知って祝福されていますけど、もっといいことがあるんですね。
But God has so much more.
私たちの前にもっと何かを用意してくださってます。
God has so much more.Much, much better for every single one of us.
私たち一人一人に本当にもっともっと良いものを与えようとしている
。And also for us as a community.
私たちのこのコミュニティも神様は良いものを用意してくださってます。
So, are we willing?
どうでしょう。私たちそれを受ける準備ができますか。
Are we ready?
用意ができてますか。神様与えられる良いものです。
Well.In order for us to get caught up, we actually have to start with Luke.
この使徒行伝に行く前に私たちはルカによる福音書を見なくてはいけないんですね。
And so we're going to start with the end of Luke.
そして私たちはその最後のルカの最後のところを見るんです
けども。And this is after Christ was raised.
イエス・キリストが蘇った後のところの記事です。
And many, many people had seen the risen Christ. They had talked with the risen Christ. 蘇
りの主と出会って会話をした後のことですね。
Many people.
多くの人がそのような体験をしました。
And at the time of what we're going to read, they were all gathered together.
彼らはその時みんな集まっていたんですけども。
And they were actually talking about seeing Christ.Who is raised?
よみがえりの主を見たよ。そういう話をしてたんですね。
So let's see what it says.
どうでしょう。
If you read English, please read with me.
英語日本語で引用される感謝です。
Read with us. Let's read it a little bit slowly so the words sink in.
ゆっくり読みましょうね。
Like the first, like 100th part of my message. Kind of have the feeling we're not going to get to the end.
今日も最後まで行かないので、ちょっと最初の触りだけですね。
Yep. You know, people who deal with eternity, they have no conception of time, right?
まあ時間はちょっと関係なくなっちゃいますけども。
Okay, we'll get you home. Don't worry. Well, let's read. While they were talking about this, about the resurrection of Jesus, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them.Peace be with you.
はい、日本語でこういうことを話しているとイエスご自身が彼らの真ん中に立ちあなた方に平和があるようにと言われた。
They were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost.
彼らは恐れおののき亡霊を見ているのだと思った。
He said to them, Why are you frightened and why do you doubt arise in your hearts?Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see. For a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have. And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet.
そこでイエスは言われた。なぜうろたえているのか?どうして心に疑いを起こすのか?私の手や足を見なさい。まさしく私だ。触ってよく見なさい。亡霊には肉も骨もないが、あなた方に見える通り、私にはそれがある。こう言ってイエスは手と足をお見せになった。
The foundation of Acts is the risen Christ.
使徒行伝録の基礎はよみがえの主イエスなんですね。
The bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ.
よみがえられたイエス様がここにいらっしゃいます。
So if you have been taught that it was just a spirit that was raised, it's one of those things of beliefs that you're just going to have to throw away.
中にはですね、もうイエス様はよみがえったの霊的であるものだって教えられてたんで、肉ではないって言うんですけども、その教えちょっと置かなくちゃいけないですね。本当イエス様は肉体を持って 蘇られたということを覚えたいと
思います。I don't fully understand what this bodily resurrection was.
肉体を持って蘇ったということは実際に私が理解しているわけじゃないんですよ。
Jesus went through walls. The resurrected Jesus went through walls. He appeared in rooms without going through the door.
戸を開けずに中に入ったときでもありますか。それが私が理解しているわけではないんですか。そのように書かれている。
But he had some kind of physical body.
ですから分かりませんけど、ある何かの肉体的な体を持っていたんですね。
How many of you find that a little hard to believe?
難しいって思う人いますか？本当に、ね、何も、ね、私もそうですね。本当に頭で理解することは結構難しいんですよ。でもいいんです、それで。分からなくていいんです。
The people who Jesus was standing right before, they had trouble believing it too.
実際にイエスを見た人たちもですね、私たちもみんな信じるのが難しい。
You've got to be kidding.
実際に見ても、見た人もそうですから、私たちもそのように。
Okay, soIt's okay. So let's keep reading.
次を見ましょうね。
While in their joy, they were disbelieving and still absolutely amazed, he said to them, Have you anything here to eat? They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate in their presence.
彼らが喜びのあまりにまだ信じられず、不思議がっているので、